T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and the first day of Holy Week. So we get underway with the 5 o'clock follies at the most heavily commuted and congested hour of the show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. If you're just joining us, just got off work, and you're wondering what the heck is going on, the question, is Paris burning? The answer is yes. At least Notre Dame Cathedral is in the process, apparently, of burning to the ground this afternoon. Truly sad images of the flames roaring through one of the most iconic symbols of Christendom, the Cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris. 20-some-plus million visitors going through there every year, and a lot of questions. Even as the flames are still raging and threaten other buildings in the nearby environment of the cathedral, as firefighters try and at least contain it, because there's no putting it out at this point. The building that's stood there for more than 800 years was undergoing renovations, and the initial reports are that they believe the fire was started by some of those workmen involved in doing the renovations. But as I said, a lot of questions remain, not only as to the origin of the fire, because remember, this is the anniversary today of the Boston Marathon bombing, which was Islamic terrorism. We know with the Charlie Hebdo tragedy that happened a number of years back in Paris, we know that there are no-go zones in the Muslim enclaves in Paris where the gendarmes don't even go in to try and enforce French law. They have a Sharia law in their own neighborhoods. We'll see. We'll see. Many questions also in regard to the response of the Parisian fire department today, because it appears they were very slow on the uptake. And some have speculated, well, they were hesitant to pour water onto the fire in the early stages for fear of destroying all the artwork within the cathedral. But in any event, whatever rationale was behind their decision to not pull the trigger on immediately pouring as much water as they could on this blaze has resulted in what appears to be the total loss of Notre Dame Cathedral. To the phones we go here in the 5 o'clock follies, beginning with Mike, who is in Liberty. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby Mack, and enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. My brother dropped my niece off, my brother and his wife dropped my niece off in Charlotte Friday to go to Paris. And anyway, she was went to Notre Dame for Palm Sunday Mass, and he said, I haven't talked to her, but he said he talked to her, and she said the Shroud of Turin was on display at Notre Dame. I hadn't heard anything about it, but I was wondering if you had, as far as was it there and did it make it out?
No, this is the first that I've heard referencing the Shroud that they believe was used to wrap the body of Christ.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Yeah, and she said it was there, and she, you know, had saw it. It was there on display because it was Palm Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, there are so many Christian artifacts within that building. Were any of those able to be saved? And what about all the documents? You know, were they transferred onto a disk or some kind of data storage system or put in the cloud somewhere? We're in a position right now, I guess, Mike, where we have more questions than answers, right?
I guess you're right. I think we'll be amazed at what one could accumulate in 850 years, I suppose.
Holy cow. I can't even begin to speculate. But as a caller mentioned earlier, you know, you have a fire in your home, and there are things that you lose that are irreplaceable, old family photos and those kinds of things, other documents. One can only imagine what may have been lost in this blaze today in Paris.
The Shroud of Turin, for example.
Yeah, and that would be, boy, that would be a monumental loss.
Almost probably a bigger loss as the Notre Dame Cathedral itself,
yeah.
To me, anyway.
Yeah, and to many.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that information. I was unaware that the Shroud was on display there. In on the text line 71307. Hey, Bobby, let's say President Trump succeeds in getting all of these illegals into sanctuary cities. What stops these states from stealing more electoral college votes due to the boom in population? Well, there's still the ongoing fight as to whether the census will identify U.S. citizens separate from non-citizens. I believe that fight is still winding its way through the court system. Now, Bobby, who cares if Notre Dame is burning? They have insurance, right? Set it themselves. Why should we care? Move on. How about the civil asset forfeiture in South Carolina?
Hey, Bob, I just did a little search on the Shroud of Turin.
Yes.
And it's kind of ironic that it says the Shroud of Turin was rescued in 1997 from a fire at San Giovanni's Cathedral in Turin.
Wow. How ironic if it was then lost in this fire today at Notre Dame Cathedral. Well, who cares if Notre Dame is burning? It's an iconic symbol of Christendom. I guarantee you people in the Middle East care if it's burning for all the wrong reasons. And I think I am, sorry to say I was caught up with the text line, but there is one more. Bobby, Shroud of Turin gone? Well, we don't know. We don't know. We know it was on display there over the weekend for Palm Sunday. Now, whether it was removed before the fire began today, about noon our time, who knows? The way it's going, Bob, Christianity will have no more history soon. Well, certainly we lost a big part of it today. Tragic. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The 2020 election is on a lot of people's minds. The monetary accumulations, that is the contributions to the Trump campaign, huge. I'm sorry. A huge number. I'll tell you just how big when we come right back on the other side. And who's in the lead for the loony lefties? Which lefty is the looniest of the lot? That's next.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line, Bobby, all Christians need to pray for a miracle for the priceless artifacts of God. God will protect. I pray he already has saved everything. Bobby, I know it's speculation at this point, but the timing and circumstances cannot be coincidence. I believe this fire was a terrorist act. Could well be I mean, today is the, what, sixth anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. We know about all the problems they've had with the Islamic terrorism in France and Paris specifically. Charlie Hebdo incident and so many more. The Paris nightclub shooting, the list goes on and on. Now, I mentioned, I saw Cardinal Dolan. He was on Fox News earlier, and he was talking about some fire retardant that had been used in, I believe, the roof and the walls of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. And I was speculating about whether or not the same kind of precautions had been taken at Notre Dame. And Moneypenny came across this from the Daily Caller website. Firefighters stood helpless to stem the blaze in Notre Dame Cathedral today because of Gothic engineering techniques that waterproofed the roof, consigning it to destruction. The roof and spire of Notre Dame were all but doomed to burn once the flames began to spread, possibly begun by a renovation accident because of a Gothic engineering technique used to waterproof the top of the cathedral by placing a lead sheet roof over a wooden truss structure on top of the groin vault that served as the ceiling of the cathedral's nave. This, according to Ben Henderson, who studied archaeology at Dartmouth, the wooden truss became highly flammable as it dried over hundreds of years. Remember, Notre Dame was more than 800 years old, but was completely sealed from the outside by the lead sheets and thus impervious to firefighters' efforts to douse the flames with water. Henderson told the Daily Caller News Foundation, so the wood catches on fire and it's not actually exposed to the outside of the building anywhere. In fact, the reason the roof is covered with lead is so water can't get inside. It's specifically fireproofed, so when the firemen arrived on the scene and they're spraying the cathedral with water, it's running off the sides of the lead roof and cannot access this void where the fire is actually spreading. As the fire grows hotter, the lead superheats and melts, falling down onto the stone vault of the nave, which overloads the vault, causing it to collapse inward, creating an imbalance of weight throughout the entire structure, possibly leading to a total collapse, which I believe is pretty much what happened. A number of Gothic cathedrals have suffered near-total collapses due to fire throughout history, including the Papal Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, which burnt in 1823 because a workman repairing the lead roof accidentally began a fire. The walls, however, do stand a chance of remaining upright. Henderson told the Daily Caller, the best case scenario at this point is you're going to get a shell, an exterior shell over the building, maybe with the bell tower still standing. We'll see about that. While roof, spire, and all of the stained glass windows in Notre Dame are tragic losses, and especially those stained glass windows, those apparently were constructed using some ancient method that now is lost to history. Apparently, nobody knows exactly what kind of technique was used to construct those stained glass windows. Henderson told the Daily Caller that the fire has almost certainly destroyed one of the most sacred Christian relics in history, housed behind the cathedral's altar, the crown of thorns worn by Jesus Christ. This is like one of the very, very few relative that might actually be legitimate and real in the cathedral and almost certainly destroyed, Henderson said of the crown of thorns. It sits right behind the altar at the rear of the cathedral, and if you look at the videos, the area immediately above it is completely engulfed in flames. The crown of thorns was kept in Constantinople in the Byzantium Empire until Emperor Baldwin II offered it to King Louis IX of France in exchange for hefty financial support of his nearly bankrupt empire. the Byzantine Empire. The crown of thorns was considered at the time to be the most valuable single object on the face of the earth. Crown of thorns has been a near continuous royal possession since Constantine the Great, with the exception of the time between when it was stolen during the French Revolution and returned. It's like if the Shroud of Turin times 10 was destroyed. It's insane. Holy cow. Unbelievable. So still more questions and answers, obviously, at this point. Was this an act of terrorism? Was it an accident? As the previous fire, the 1823 fire that we referenced was, no matter what caused it, questions still remain about the apparent slow response of the Parisian fire department to get to the scene of the blaze. So we'll wait and see. In on the text line, good afternoon, Bobby Mac, driving back from New Mexico. So nice to be able to hear my favorite, keep me up to speed from home. Keep up the great work you do. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Anything else on the text line that I'm missing? Yeah. Bobby, what is this? End of times? Bobby, France, its culture and Christianity have all been on fire since the European Union was started. Maybe the sleeping French will awaken after Notre Dame and put those fires out. Bobby, I also believe that vandalism on the church in Anderson is a hoax from the way they spell the name. Most Muslims spell it Muhammad with a U and an A. Yeah, although somebody texted earlier and said that the spelling of Muhammad with E-D on the end instead of A-D was acceptable. But and I believe that catches me up with the text line. Not a moment too soon, because it's 5:30 and time for us to check in with Patrick in the news center. We have the latest on the fire that apparently is well on its way to destroying one of the iconic landmarks of Christianity, the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris. Be right back. Welcome back. Bobby Mac Show here at 5:38, 22 before 6 on this Monday afternoon. In on the text line, Bob, if, and I stress if, the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral was a target of terrorism, I doubt the public would ever be told the truth. Fear of Christians globally calling for war would be the inevitable conclusion. Well, not from Ilhan Omar. You know, she would again be stressing a Muslim victimhood. Truly incredible. I mean, do we have, and look, this is, bear in mind, this is all speculation at this point. But it was a mere 3 years ago, in less than 3 years ago, September of 2016, when a cell of radicalized French women guided by ISIS commanders in Syria staged a failed terrorist attack near Notre Dame's cathedral and planned another violent attack before being intercepted by police. So not the first time that this icon of Christianity, the cathedral at Notre Dame, has been targeted. So is this the latest incident? We'll see. Meantime, here on the political front at home, as we head towards November of 2020, I mentioned earlier President Trump's campaign and the RNC have released their fundraising numbers for the first quarter of this year. The amount of money raised by President Trump is more than the fundraising efforts have brought in for the top two Democrat contenders combined. 99% of the contributions to the Trump campaign, under $200. More than 100,000 new contributors. So these are people that are digging into their wallet for the first time who have not given money before. What's going on with the loony left? Well, a new national Emerson poll, including 20 Democrat candidates for president, found crazy Bernie ahead of the pack, 29%, followed by a precipitous drop for the still unannounced presidential candidate, former Veep Joe Biden, 24%. They were followed by today's bright, shiny new object, Mayor Pete Beetlejuice of South Bend, Indiana. He's the hot new product out there. Former representative and failed Texas senatorial candidate Beto O'Dork and Senator Kamala Harris at 8%. Liar Watha, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, at 7%. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro at 3%. A poll conducted April 11 through the 14th. Spencer Kimball, director of Emerson Polling, said while still early in the nominating process, it looks like Mayor Pete is the candidate capturing voters' imagination. The numbers had him at 0% in mid-February, 3% in March, and now at 9% in April. Biden has seen his support drop. In February, he led Sanders 27% to 17%. In March, the two were tied at 26%. Now Sanders has a five-point lead, 29 to 24. So apparently, the Democrat efforts to cut off Biden's campaign before it even gets started have been pretty effective. And look, you know, this is the year of the ultimate Marxist candidate for the Democrats. Whether that'll be Bernie or somebody else remains to be seen. But at this point, it's crazy Bernie. By the way, speaking of Mayor Beetlejuice, Pete Beetlejuice's meteoric rise as a presidential candidate is putting a spotlight on his years as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, including his demotion of an African-American police chief. An Indiana judge will soon rule on whether to release five cassette tapes of secretly recorded conversations between South Bend police officers that led to the 2012 demotion of Police Chief Daryl Boykins, the city's first ever black police chief. South Bend City Council subpoenaed Mayor Beetlejuice to win release of the tapes at the center of a police department shakeup and a series of lawsuits. Mayor Pete's critics says he's gone to great lengths to conceal the contents of the tapes, which some believe could include racist language by white police officers. There is roiling anger in South Bend over the allegations of racism. Black leaders in the city say if there's evidence of it, it could call into question scores of convictions that stemmed from white police officers investigating black suspects in a city that is 25% black. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. And I doubt seriously that Mayor Pete, a Harvard grad, Rhodes Scholar, and military veteran, is going to be exempt from people doing opposition research on him, digging into his background. I mean, you know, his father is a Marxist. He was a professor at Notre Dame. And Mayor Pete has not strayed far from the apple, has not fallen far from the tree in this regard. He's, you know, Green New Deal proponent, all the rest. He buys in to the leftist agenda wholeheartedly. Yeah, he's a socialist slash Marxist. Whichever one of these crazies the left decides to run, I believe in my bones is going to be nothing but a designated victim of Donald Trump. In fact, even some of the Wall Street guys are now starting to say, don't bet against Donald Trump in 2020. I mentioned earlier in the program when Tiger won yesterday at the Masters, winning his fifth green jacket, there was a guy who had, on Tuesday of last week, bet $85,000 on Tiger to win at Augusta at 14-1 odds and won over $1 million. So this guy never swung a golf club at Augusta and won about half of what Tiger did. Not, you know, the guy's a professional gambler. Anybody that puts up an 85 grand bet, number one, is well-heeled, and number two, is in a position to be able to lose that much money. Pretty smart bet in this case. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday. 14 before 6 now here on WORD.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not. 5:51, 9 before 6 as we head towards the dinner hour. Bumper to bumper here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday. Oh, by the way, some showbiz news today. You know, we were talking earlier, Moneypenny and I were speculating. We're opening the betting window on as when President Trump calls for investigating the investigators, the people behind the collusion, using the phonied up steel dossier to go to the FISA court and not bothering to tell the FISA court judge that it was Hillary and the DNC had paid for it. So now all these people are going to be investigated. We'll see what comes of that. But we were speculating about who would be the first to, as the saying used to be, drop the dime, that is, turn on their other co-conspirators in order to get the best deal from prosecutors. Because we all know from watching TV and movies that the first one in the door who makes a deal with a DA is the one who gets the best deal, right? Well, apparently, Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband have never heard that. Because while everybody else, 13 other people in the wake of being indicted in this college admissions cheating scandal have rushed to say mea culpa, I'm sorry I did it, I never should have done that, it was a horrible thing to do, we deprived people who deserved a place at that college or university what they had rightfully earned on their own, blah, blah, blah. Lori Loughlin and her husband apparently never got that message. Because they did not make a deal. And as a result, you know, prosecutors don't like it when you don't play the game. You know, when you're charged and you don't immediately throw yourself on the mercy of the court, then they redouble their efforts against you. And sure enough, more charges were forthcoming against Ms. Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, her fashion designer husband. They pleaded not guilty today in the college admissions bribery scam. They said in the filing they were waiving their right to appear in court for an arraignment and pleaded not guilty. The Fuller House actress also requested to waive her appearance for an arraignment in the scandal. They did not appear in court, and it's currently not known if the judge will permit the pleas without them being there. They are among 50 people charged in the nationwide scam, which authorities say involved rigging college entrance exam scores. They had this guy who was apparently an ACE test taker, and they would have him do the admissions test. Not nailing like a 1600 in the college boards, but good enough to get in, but not draw suspicion. They now face up to 40 years in prison. The couple and more than a dozen others hit last week with a money laundering conspiracy charge on top of the mail fraud conspiracy charge they were already facing. Several other indicted parents have also filed court documents entering not guilty pleas. Did you see SNL went after her over the weekend, Moneypenny? Yeah. Yeah, they did a skit on SNL. Where she was in the slammer, in the holding cell, with a bunch of other prisoners, including Julian Assange, trying to figure out who was the most dangerous person in there. And whoever it was who was playing Lori Loughlin said, I'm obviously the most dangerous criminal in here. I starred in 68 Hallmark Channel movies. You know, so prison will be a snap. So she had claimed that her two daughters who were seeking admission to Southern Cal were members of the crew team. So apparently now they've rowed themselves up the creek. We'll see what happens. It is, of course, tax day today. And so here in the Bobby Mack Show, in an effort to be helpful, we provide to you these tax tips. Can we roll the tax tips, please?
Today is April 15th, tax deadline day. To help, here are some exciting tax tips from your friends at the Department of Treasury. Remember, while waiting in line at the post office, you're likely to experience shoving, cursing, and rude behavior. And that's just from the postal workers.
Right.
Also, please keep in mind that you must be officially employed as a taxi or Uber driver in order to write off your middle finger as a dependent.
Darn.
And finally, please be aware that any funds spent on 2018's worst films, The Happy Time Murders or 50 Shades Freed, yeah, can be classified as a charitable donation.
Right.
The Department of Treasury wishes you good luck with your taxes and says, wait until the last minute again, moron.
Yeah, nice job there. Good luck with tax day today. Hope it all works. After a texter said, Bob, I got more money back. Wait a minute, where was that? Yeah, I said they did less work on the. Yeah, here it is. Bobby filled out fewer forms, got more money in my tax return. Bobby, I got a whopping $8 tax credit for 600 gallons of gas last year. Thanks a lot, South Carolina legislators. By the way, you suck. Bonus hours on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.